It is mine, all mine,
said she to herself.
I will buy mother a new cloak with it, and she can give her old one to Sister Mary, and then Mary can go to the Sunday school with me next winter. I wonder if it will not buy a pair of shoes for Brother Tom, too.
At that moment, she remembered that he must have given it to her by mistake, and therefore she had no right to it. But again the voice of the tempter whispered,
He gave it, and how do you know that he did not intend to make you a present of it? Keep it, he will never know it, even if it should be a mistake, for he had too many such bills in that great pocketbook to miss one.
While this conflict was going on in her mind between good and evil, she was hurrying homeward as fast as possible. Yet before she came in sight of her home, she had repeatedly balanced the comforts which the money would buy against the sin of wronging her neighbor. As she crossed the little bridge over the narrow creek before her mother's door, her eye fell upon a rustic seat which they had occupied during the conversation I have before narrated. Instantly the words of Scripture, Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, sounded in her ears like a trumpet. Turning suddenly round, as if flying from some unseen peril, the child hastened along the road with breathless speed until she found herself once more at Farmer Thompson's gate.
What do you want now?
Asked the gruff old fellow, as he saw her again at his side.